With an update from LondonNewsToday.ca, I'm Miranda Chant. One person is dead after two vehicles collided on the 401 east of London. The crash happened in the westbound lanes between Culloden and Putnam Roads just after 2 this morning. That section of the highway remains closed with the investigation and cleanup continuing. At this point, there is no word when the lanes will be reopened. The strike at Western is over. The university and its graduate teaching assistants reached a tentative deal yesterday. The roughly 2,000 TAs had been on strike for 2 weeks. Details of the new agreement won't be released until after it's ratified. A $200,000 house fire in Byron's prompted a reminder from the London Fire Department to never leave space heaters and air purifiers running when not at home. Firefighters were called to the townhouse on Commissioners at Bowler Road yesterday afternoon. A neighbor had called 911 after hearing a fire alarm and seeing smoke coming from the home. The fire was doused quickly and no one was hurt. The feds and province are kicking in a combined $5 billion towards Honda's new electric vehicle battery plant. The facility, being built next to Honda's assembly plant in Alliston, will be Ontario's third EV battery plant. The feds are giving the Japanese automaker roughly $2.5 billion in tax credits, while the provincial government's kicking in $2.5 billion directly. For more on these and other stories, go to LondonNewsToday.ca.